Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
And I want to encourage us to open up so that we will get the freshness of God's word coming over our lives. You know, the Bible, as it were, likens the word of God to water. If you read in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, it talks about washing of water by the word, that Jesus died for us so that he will have the opportunity to wash us with the word of God, washing of water by the word. And this washing or this water is not a stagnant water. It's not a pool, you know, because a pool is not capable of cleansing you properly. Yeah. It is when the water is a flowing water that you can put your hands under it and then it will wash you properly. But when it's a stagnant water, all the dirt, as it were, remains inside of the pool. So I want to encourage us that the word of God is supposed to be a river, not a pond or a pool. It's supposed not to be a stagnant fixed thing that we listen to all the time. The word of God should be a river. There is a saying that you can never step into the same river twice, because a river is constantly flowing. It's the same water, all right, that you are experiencing, but it isn't the same water. When you step your foot into the river, the next time you do so, it is the same river, but the water is different, you know, because the earlier one has come to pass. And that is how the word of God is supposed to be like for us. It's supposed to be a river of life, because, you know, you can be wet without being washed. In other words, you can have water on you without being washed. I remember an incident where somebody asked a young guy to go and take a bath. The person went and poured the water on him, and all of the dirt didn't go, really, because he never used soap or sponge on him. Just poured the water. So when the guy got dry, all of the lines that shows that there was dirt on him showed. And sometimes you can listen to the word of God, you know, and you can be wet all right, but not washed, you know. So God wants us to open up for fresh things. He wants his word to flow and to expand to us all the time, so that one, it will really clean us. You know, it is when water hits your body, that it really cleans you. So the word of God that we are sharing today has to hit your life. It has to hit your flesh, so to speak, so that it will really cleanse you properly. So I want to encourage all of us that I'm going to talk to you on the fruit of the Spirit, and I want us to open up so that the word of God will hit us. The word of God will hit us. You know, the Bible says in the Greek, in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, the washing of water by the word is referring to the rhema. It's not a logos. It's not a fixed thing, but it's something that is supposed to flow. All right. New understanding, new expansion, new revelation flowing to us on the subject of fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to read our text from the book of Galatians chapter number 5 and then verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 is talking about the fruit of the Spirit. We have said that when you are baptized by the Holy Spirit into Jesus Christ, you enter into Jesus and you receive a brand new human spirit. Okay? Now, the fruit of the Spirit that we are going to listen to refers to the potential of your brand new human spirit. It has got certain potentials, it has got certain capabilities, certain characteristics, and we are going to talk today about those characteristics of our brand new human spirit. If anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And these are some of the new things that your new human spirit, we have likened it in our studies to like having an old vehicle in which you take the problematic engine and you buy a fresh engine, maybe from Germany, if it's a German car, and you put it inside the body of the vehicle. Now, the vehicle is a new vehicle in the sense that the main control board, so to speak, the main control element is new. So you must know the potential of this new engine so that you can be able to move with a new engine, and the vehicle will assume the characteristic of the new engine that has been put into it. So Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Okay, so these virtues, nine of them, are referred to as the fruit of your spirit. And I say that they are the potential of your human spirit, your new human spirit. If you're a believer, God put a new engine inside of you, and then he put new things into this engine. He put a new spirit in you, and then he put all of these wonderful nine virtues into your human spirit. So the fruit of the Spirit is not really talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's talking about the fruit of your human spirit, which is a new thing. Okay? Let us bear that one in mind. So every believer has got this nine fruit of the human spirit. So you do not have to pray for it. You do not really have to pray for it. You have to confess it to yourself. When you wake up in the morning, you confess to yourself that I have love. I have the God kind of love, agape love. I love unconditionally. And as I enter into the day, anybody who hurts me, I am able to forgive the person. You must confess to yourself that forgiveness is not a problem for you because you have the God kind of love inside of you. You do not need to pray for it. You have to be conscious and confess that I have joy. No matter what comes my way today, I may hear the saddest of news, but I have joy. The joy of the Lord is continually going to be my strength. You must confess peace, that no matter the troubles that are characteristic of this world I hear in the news, I see around me and all that, maybe it happens to me directly, yet the peace of the Lord will be my portion. I will have such peace that passes human understanding. And people are going to wonder, aren't you the one who has this trouble? Aren't you the one who is going through this trial? Aren't you the one who is having problems with his family, who is having problems with his job and things like that? How come you are so calm and collected? It is because you have the peace of God that passes human understanding. You need to confess to yourself that you have patience. You have patience. You have long suffering. You suffer for a long time and you are still kind. You have patience in your life. You tell yourself that no matter how I am infuriated, I do not get annoyed easily. Hallelujah. You have to confess these things on and on and on. The last one is self-control. You need to confess the ninth one in our scripture is self-control, that I have the spirit of discipline. I have the spirit of self-control. I can control my body. I can control my appetite. I can control whatever thing that God wants me to control. You must be able to say to yourself and confess these things. Be conscious of the potential, the characteristics, the capabilities of your human spirit, so that you will live your life by these things. Can I have an amen? Now, if you understand John chapter 15 verse 1 following, you will get to see very clearly that Jesus Christ is really talking about the Holy Spirit baptizing us into Him in John chapter 15. Because in John 15, Jesus says that He is the vine and we are the branches. Okay, so whatever thing is flowing through the vine, it flows also through the branches. Actually, He didn't say that I am a vine stem and you are the branches. He said, I am the vine. That includes the branches. And you are the branches. And you know that fruit is normally born on the branches. Okay? That is why you are the person who should bear the fruit of the Spirit. You are the one, if you are a believer, you are the one who should produce the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? So God wants us to be a production ground of the fruit of the Spirit. Actually, Jesus said in John chapter 15, the same place, that if you bear fruit, I will prune you so that you will bear more fruit. In other words, Jesus wants us to bear abundance of love and abundance of patience and produce love, produce joy, produce self-control for our environment, for the society in which we are. We are supposed to be the producers of virtues. Whereas some people are producing wrong things, we should be producers of these fruit of the Spirit, so that other people will enjoy the God kind of love. Other people can pluck love from us. When they lack love, they can pluck the love from us. And they can say that, oh, this thing that happened, we shouldn't have minded this person. We shouldn't have talked to the person. But because you are producing this love and you are loving and talking to the person all the same, the people who do not have this kind of love, they pluck the same fruit from you and they say that, well, it doesn't matter. Let us talk to him, or let us talk to her, or let us mind him, let us mind her. How come? It is because you produce an unconditional love, and whereas they did not have, you produce in abundance in such a way that they could pluck it. Because if you are a tree and you bear fruit, the fruit is not for you. If you are a branch and you bear fruit, the fruit is not for the branch. It is for other people outside to come and pluck joy from you. When they do not have joy, we must produce enough joy in our society for them to pluck. When they do not have patience, we must produce enough patience so that if they cannot be patient with people, you will be the only person who is patient, who is calm and collected with the person, and they will say that, oh, let us imitate so and so. The way that he is relating in this circumstance is a wonderful thing. Let us imitate his patience, so that they pluck patience from you and you produce patience for them. Jesus says that when you are bearing fruit, I want you to bear much more fruit, so that you can become my disciples. And in fruit bearing, he says that God is glorified. The glory of God will be seen in your workplace. It will be seen in your home. When you as a believer, you produce self-control. When you as a believer, you produce so much of it that for lack of self-control, they will get it from you. And they will be able to control themselves and follow your wonderful example. Hallelujah. So God wants us to produce wonderful things, wonderful fruit, so that we will overshadow the evils and the vices and the wrong things in our society. God wants us to be people who are modeling the right things so that people will come to us and they will be able to get something wonderful, and evil will be subdued in our lives and all around us. Hallelujah. I need to make you to understand something, that the fruit of the Spirit is the first thing that God works in us. God works on our character first. Okay? God works on our character first. Being like Jesus is in character. It is not in works. Being like Jesus is in character. Hallelujah. God wants us to be like Jesus in our character. It is very important. In the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 20, Jesus Christ said, "Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them." By their fruit that they are bearing, you are going to know whether somebody is a false prophet or the person is a true prophet. It all comes by the fruit that they are bearing. He did not say that by their works you will know them. There are many people who get confused. There are many people who follow wrong things just because they are looking at works and projects and things like that. But the Bible says that it is by their fruit that we shall know them.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
That is why he said in the same Matthew 7:21 following, that it isn't everybody who is going to say, "Lord, Lord," who is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said that many will come to me in that day and say, "Did we not prophesy in your name?" In other words, we spoke under inspiration in your name. "Did we not cast out demons in your name? Did we not do many wonderful things in your name?" And he says that, "I'm going to tell them that I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity." In other words, they can be doing wonderful works. They can be doing many signs and wonders, casting out devils and all that, but still in their character be working iniquity. "You who work iniquity." And Jesus says that, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Because Jesus does not know us after our works. Jesus Christ knows us after our fruit. Hallelujah. The Bible even did not say that by their words, W-O-R-D-S, you shall know them. Because there are certain people who can talk very well. They can talk very, very well. You think that they are of God, what they are saying, because it may agree with scripture, but Jesus did not say, "By their words, you shall know them." He said that by their fruit, referring to the fruit of your human spirit, of their spirit, you shall know them. So it is important for us to understand some of these things about the fruit of our human spirit. When you become born again, these potentials are there. And God is actually looking for His Son all over. He is looking for His Son in people. He is looking for His Son, Jesus Christ, in creation. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10 tells us that. It says that is the mystery of God's will, which was hidden but now has been revealed unto us, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He is going to gather everything in Jesus. In other words, He's going to sum up everything to look like Jesus. It is During that time that Jesus or God is going to put the jigsaw puzzle of the whole of creation, and you see that the whole of creation actually resembles Jesus. Or it was Jesus that God wanted to paint on earth. That is when he was creating humanity. And he wants to see his son in every one of us. It is very important. That is why he knows us by the extent to which we present his son. Hallelujah. And not by our works, W-O-R-K-S, or by our words, W-O-R-D-S. Can I have an amen? Hallelujah. It is important for us to understand these things, that God wants us to live by the fruit of the Spirit. Actually, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says that follow after love. Follow after what? Love and desire spiritual gifts. Follow after love and desire spirituals. And that is what God wants us to do. He wants us to make love or the fruit of the Spirit our greatest quest. It should be the thing that we are looking for. It should not be the spiritual first. It should be love. Our character first. We should not turn it the other way around, because there are many people who are following after anointing. They jump from one place to the other, following after anointing. Many are following after gifts. They jump from one place to the other, following after gifts of God in people. But the Bible says that follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. It's important that we get some of these priorities right in our lives. Now, how do you bear the fruit of the Spirit? How do you bear the fruit of the Spirit? Let's go to the book of John chapter 15. John chapter 15. And then we shall read from verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. How true. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. How do we abide in Jesus Christ? First of all, when the Spirit of God takes us, when we repent of our sins, we ask Jesus to come into our hearts, the Spirit of God takes us and dips us or baptizes us into Jesus Christ. In the Greek, the word translated abide means to live in Jesus. You have been dipped into Jesus. So he says that live in Jesus, or take up settlement in Jesus. Live in Jesus, settle down in Jesus, take up residence in Jesus. It is when we continually abide in Jesus Christ. How do we do that? By letting his word also abide in us. When the word of God is continually abiding in us, the word of God is continually flowing, it is continually expanding, we are seeking deeper understanding and deeper revelations into the word of God. When the word of God, like a river, is flowing, that is when we are abiding in him. So it is important for us to live in Jesus Christ in order for us to produce the fruit of the Spirit. God wants us to be conscious of Jesus Christ in our lives, because he said that without me, you cannot do anything. Without me, you cannot do anything. So we need to be conscious of Jesus. We need to be Jesus-centered. The unfortunate thing about the fall is that when man fell, in the book of Genesis chapter 3, man became self-conscious, because man was naked before the fall. And man never knew that he was naked until he fell. And the first result was something that affected their sight. Instead of man being God-focused, man just began to look at himself and to realize that, oh, there is a problem with me. So God had to come, and he had to come and remedy the situation by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bringing us Jesus Christ back means that we must focus on Jesus Christ and not focus on our own selves. Hallelujah. That is what the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 tells us, that even as we focus on Jesus and we behold his glory, we look at the word of the living God, we let the word of God come to us, we are then changed from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. So God wants to transform us in such a manner that this fruit of the Spirit, which is already inside of us, will be demonstrated outside. And we can only do that not when we become conscious of ourselves and of our weaknesses and of our shortcomings, but we are strong in the Lord. We are conscious of Jesus Christ and what we are in Jesus Christ. Then we are transformed from the outside by the word of God into the image of Jesus that we are looking at. Hallelujah. So God wants to work on us. He wants to transform us. He wants to bring a picture of his son, which is already inside of us, out. And we must give him the chance to do that. I want to encourage all of us from today onwards, let us make our character the main focus, because God knows us after our character. He doesn't know us after the anointings. That is why we need to be very careful when you are an anointed person. You see, because the anointing doesn't show your real self. It is God's ability that is put upon you so that you do things which is not actually you doing it. So that you do not rate yourself according to the grace of God or the anointings of God or the gifts of God upon your life. No, we must be able to manage ourselves when the anointing has lifted and the ability of God has lifted. That is your real you. Whether you are tolerant at that time or not, it's your real self. Whether you love at that time or not, it's your real self. Elijah had the anointing of God lifting from him, 1 Kings 18 and 19, and he was reduced to his own self in a manner that he was even afraid of Jezebel. To stand before Jezebel, and depression came upon him. God wants us to know our own selves. Hallelujah. And not rate ourselves after his giftings in our lives and after his anointings and his ministries upon our lives. That is why, aside from that, you must work upon yourself, because God knows you after your real self, demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit and not after the spirituals. Can I have an amen? So God wants us to focus from today onwards on building a wonderful, wonderful character for ourselves. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We had to do some recording for the FM. So we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the human spirit.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.